Is this frequency in use? Welcome to Southgate Vibes, a selection of the latest stories direct from Southgate Amateur Radio News. I'm Steve Richards, Gulf 4 Hotel Papa Echo, and in this podcast, you're going to hear my personal picks of what is happening in amateur radio and the wider world of communications. Whether you're just starting out in ham radio or an experienced operator spinning around the spectrum for those rare and sometimes strange signals, I hope you'll find something to entertain you here. Welcome to Southgate Vibes. Greetings to you as we embark wildly into podcast number 103. Well, since we last spoke, a major coronal mass ejection hit Earth and caused quite a stir, a fairly major geomagnetic storm. The interplanetary K-index, which is a good measure of the geomagnetic state of the ionosphere, shot up to 6 and stayed there for about a day. It's pretty rare to see the index going that high. I switched on my transceiver and thought the aerial had fallen down. Just white noise and very little else on the amateur bands. And it was about 2 days later before the F-layer fully returned to normal and measurements settled back to those expected. Well, one of the disadvantages of the rapidly accelerating new solar cycle is that the Sun is much more volatile. Generally, propagation is dramatically improved, but when the Sun kicks off, it can have a devastating effect on shortwave communication, as well as damaging satellites in orbit and causing power distribution networks to trip out. Luckily, I don't think any of these things happened this time, but the warnings were put out there. On the plus side, many people in northern latitudes saw fabulous aurora with the naked eye, a sure sign that the ionosphere has been heavily irradiated and has become ionised to the extent of discharge as light. And there's a UK website which can tell you when an aurora might be visible in the UK. It's run by scientists at the Space and Planetary Physics Group at Lancaster University's Department of Physics. Take a look at aurorawatch.lancs.ac.uk. Okay, on to the stories we've got for you this time. The Radio Society of Great Britain recently conducted its 2021 convention online this year, and by all accounts, it was a splendid affair, and much of the material presented at the convention is going to be available to watch online. The Radio Society of Great Britain is delighted that its 2021 online convention was watched by thousands of people across the world, many of whom have since thanked the Society for the excellent content and professional production. Hundreds more have watched the streams since Saturday and are enjoying the 15 presentations. If you weren't able to watch the event live, the two streams are available on the Society's YouTube channel. And you can also see the extra content and interviews that were broadcast between the presentations from the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park. The RSGB YouTube channel can be found at www.youtube.com/the RSGB. The individual presentations will be released in due course, so look out for announcements from the RSGB shortly. You are listening to Southgate Vibes with me, Steve, G4 Hotel Papa Echo. Over in ERA, their amateur radio examination has just taken place and was well attended. The regulator, ComReg, holds the exams from time to time, and it's been known for UK residents to travel to Ireland to take the exam because it's recognised by the UK regulator Ofcom. And it seems we can look forward to many more EI prefix call signs on air soon. The Irish Radio Transmitters Society in ERA says that the final results for the Harrick Amateur Radio Examination held on the 11th of November were released by the Irish regulator ComReg on Monday the 4th of October. Harrick is the harmonised qualification, which is common to a large number of countries and also means that the qualification is recognised by those countries too. 65 candidates sat for the exam, a record number for one day. A total of 43 candidates passed the examination and have been issued with their new licenses. This is a success rate of 66%, broadly in line with previous examinations. The IRTS congratulates them all and hopes to hear them on the air over the coming weeks. It is worth highlighting that most of those who did not succeed this time round failed through a weakness in Part B, the theory section of the examination. The failure rate in this section averaged 33%, compared with 23% for Part A, the regulations section. This also continues a trend seen in previous examinations. The examination board would like to thank the many candidates who contacted them following receipt of their results, to offer their appreciation on the way the examination was conducted, and showing appreciation that the board was in regular contact with candidates in the lead-up to the exam. Places remain available for the next examination, to be held in Dublin on Saturday the 27th of November. Full details of the application process can be found on the IRTS website. The National Shortwave Listeners Club would like to congratulate the successful candidates in the recent examination and are delighted to hear so many new call signs on the air. Commiserations to those that were unsuccessful, and they hope to see them all attending the upcoming revision classes in preparation for the next Herrick exam on November the 27th. The National Shortwave Listeners Club have organised a radio field weekend on November the 6th and 7th, with a visit to the Shannon Aviation Museum and the Limerick Clare Club Station on the Saturday, followed by their first annual dinner and overnight stay in a nearby Shannon hotel. The outing will conclude with a visit to the Limerick Clare Club Rally in the Radisson Blue Hotel on the Sunday. Some places are still available, and the club also extends an invitation to non-members who wish to attend. You can inquire at info@swl.ie. If you have yet to watch the online videos presented by ARIS, the body responsible for promoting amateur radio activity on the International Space Station, they are well worth a look. Recently, the ARIS team took their equipment to a school in the UK to put students in touch with astronauts, live and direct. It was a particularly special event because the school students are all deaf and arrangements were made for the transmissions from the space station astronauts to be transcribed into subtitles for the benefit of the audience. ARIS stands for Amateur Radio on the International Space Station. The ARIS Operations UK team have released a 57-minute video of the ARIS event at Mary Hare School for the Deaf in Newbury on Tuesday, October the 12th, 2021. Students at the school were able to have direct contact with one of the astronauts on the space station, asking a list of interesting questions. Radio amateurs in the UK and across Europe were able to receive the signal from the International Space Station on 145.800 MHz FM in the 2-metre band. The amateur radio contact between students at the school, callsign Golf Bravo 4 Mike Hotel November, and astronaut Mark van der Hey, Kilo Golf 5 Golf November Papa, using the callsign November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra from on board at the International Space Station, takes place at about 46 minutes into the video. You can watch the contact by going to Southgate Amateur Radio News and searching for the Mary Hare School item. The website is at southgatearc.org. The event also featured in the BBC television programme South Today last Tuesday evening. UK viewers can watch the programme online at www.bbc.co.uk/programmes/Mike0010 Lima X-ray Tango. That last bit again, Mike0010 Lima X-ray Tango. Fast forward to about 20 minutes into the programme. You're listening to Southgate Vibes with me, Steve, G4 Hotel Papa Echo. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a comment or a question, pop us over an email. Our address is vibes@southgatearc.org. That's vibes@southgatearc.org. You never know, we might feature your message in a future edition. If you're looking for exotic islands to try to work on the amateur bands, you'll be interested to learn that a USA ham, who also happens to own a holiday home in the Caribbean, is about to embark on some island hopping, which will activate some rarely heard islands. He's got some nice equipment too, so he ought to be heard well. But if you want that QSL card or electronic QSL confirmation, you're going to have to fight your way through the thousands of others that will be simultaneously calling. It's worth listening very carefully to any instructions issued by the DX station, as they may not be listening on the exact frequency they're transmitting on. It's a common technique we've discussed before. John, Whiskey 5 Juliet Oscar November, says that his postponed operation from the Caribbean island of St. Kitts is now back on, because St. Kitts has reduced the COVID quarantine period down to 1 day. So, in addition to his vacation home operation as Victor 47 Juliet Alpha from St. Kitts, he will also be visiting a number of other islands to whet your DX appetite. Incidentally, this will be his first time back to St. Kitts since March 2020. So, here's John's schedule for October and November. John will be going to St. Martin between October the 18th and the 23rd, and will be active as Papa Juliet 7 Juliet Alpha. His radio equipment will comprise a Yaesu FT891, an Elecraft KP500 amplifier and dipoles. Activity will be on the 40 to 6 metre bands using single sideband and FT8. And he will move on to St. Eustatius between October the 23rd and November the 1st. And he'll be active as Papa Juliet 5 / Whiskey 5 Juliet Oscar November. He'll be using the same radio equipment, of course, with activity again on the 40 to 6 metre bands. And then next, John will be active as Victor 47 Juliet Alpha from his Calypso Bay St. Kitts vacation home, located 200 feet from the Caribbean Sea, between November the 10th and 24th. Activity will be on 160 to 6 metres, using single sideband and FT8. His equipment at his vacation home includes a Yaesu FT1000MP, an FT450D, and an Elecraft KPA500 amplifier. John says that his antennas are a Mosley Mini 32A for 10, 15 and 20, a 33-foot vertical for 10 to 40 metres, a 35-foot top-loaded 80-metre vertical, and a 160-metre top-band vertical, as well as a 6-metre 5-element Yagi. All QSLs need to go to Whiskey 5 Juliet Oscar November direct or via Logbook of the World. John does not accept Bureau QSLs. Well, that's it for this time. You've been listening to Southgate Vibes, stories about amateur radio and the world of communications from Southgate Amateur Radio News. You can find these stories and many more daily reports at our website, southgatearc.org. Don't forget, we'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch by sending an email to vibes@southgatearc.org. So until next time, this is Steve Richards, G4 Hotel Papa Echo, signing off and wishing you best 7-3.